Two of this year's biggest films were also two of the most polarizing, Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ and Michael Moore's documentary Fahrenheit 9/11, touched nerves among moviegoers in ways that no one anticipated.
You, the Al-Baranash, Pinashak.
Of course, not a single member of Congress wanted to sacrifice their child for the war in Iraq. And who could blame them? Who would want to give up their child? Would you?
Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times movie critic Kenneth Turan has guided us through the films all year and is here to join us for the review. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks very much. So what do you make of the success of these two very different films in the same year?
Well, I think really they're the flip sides of the same coin. I mean, they really show us that even though we are used to saying, you know, such and such a film is America's number one film, in fact, much of America is not going to the movies. They don't feel served by films. And when something comes along that really reaches them, they go out in astonishing numbers. I mean, the religious community clearly felt a connection to The Passion of the Christ. And I think with the Fahrenheit 9/11 film, really the liberal community, which doesn't feel served by the mass media, wanted its side told and experienced and went to Fahrenheit 9/11. And I think really it just shows us how few Americans regularly go to the movies as opposed to how many Americans there really are out there as a potential audience.
There has been a lot of talk about the fragmentation of American media, of people in different groups where they only hear messages that appeal to the views that they already have. You're saying this is also affecting the cinema now.
I think it is. And kind of what's happening in movies, though, is that these people are not getting anything. It's not almost that there's a lot for them and everyone is kind of seeking out their own message. That's only part of the story. The bigger part of the story is that Hollywood, which used to make films for everyone, is now really only making films for its most frequent customers, people in their 20s, people in their teens, the people they can count on. And the adults, who by and large probably form the core of the audience for both Fahrenheit and for The Passion, you know, they have nowhere else to go for Hollywood. One of the interesting trends I think that's happening this year is that you've got these kind of branches of studios, the kind of independent branches of studios like Fox Searchlight, like Universal Focus, that have the wherewithal to make kind of independent films on, for what the independent world is a large budget, budgets of 15 to 25 million, budgets that for studio films are small. So we're seeing films like Sideways, we're seeing films like Kinsey, films that are made with kind of okay budgets, but that are intelligent because they don't have to attract everyone in the world.
You know, in the months after September 11, the attacks, there was a lot of talk about the kind of movies that people were going to in growing numbers at that time, and there were comparisons to the films that got people through World War II. Is there an overall feeling or flavor that you would put on this year's films, fragmented though the audience may be?
No, I think this is generally conceded to be a weak year. The only trends that I can see this year are the trends towards documentaries. This is a very strong year for documentaries, and really towards the increased and kind of phenomenal success of computer animation. The new film, The Incredibles, this is the sixth film in a row from Pixar that has been both a critical and a popular success. And in fact, someone sent me a spoof kind of news story, Studio Sue Pixar, you know, for making it look easy. They say, you know, we keep telling people how hard it is to make movies. Every movie you make is a big hit.
What are they doing that's so different from everybody else?
Well, you know what they're doing, Steve. It's so simple and it's so paradoxical. They are the only company that assumes the audience is intelligent.
Any trends you're not too happy about here?
Well, the trend that I'm least happy about is the longest-term trend, which is the trend to really depend so much on the young audience and on the overseas audience, on the studios really kind of abandoning the adult audience. I remember this summer when I walked around my local theater and looked at the posters for the films that were coming out, that was not one of them I even had the remotest interest in seeing.
Well, you're an adult, and you watch movies for a living. How are you coping with this situation, Ken?
Well, you know, what you do is you're so grateful for the films that are good. You know, when a film like Sideways comes out, when a film like Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby comes out, when The Incredibles comes out, you were so happy to see the good things. We just kind of cling to them like life rafts in a stormy sea.
Ken, thanks very much. Happy New Year.
You too, Steve.